And I am very pleased to present a colleague from our the Blank Rome New York office, Alan Weigel, who concentrates his practice in litigation in the maritime industry, and is Alan is a 1979 graduate of the Naval Academy and spent 20 years on submarines. So he's now come up for fresh air. And I think you're going to enjoy this presentation. It comes from, I know Alan will be providing some information from a recent matter that he's worked on. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Mike.
So keeping with the theme of ethics, I always have to start with the caveat that I'm a lawyer, I'm just not your lawyer. So everything I have to say today is not to be taken as legal advice. So I'm using as a case study here for this presentation the litigation that's been going on in Southern District of New York in the Second Circuit for about 7.5 years, one of those cases that doesn't do anybody any good for going on as long as it's gone on. Except the lawyers, of course. It's the collision between the USS John S. McCain, a US Navy guided missile destroyer, and the motor tanker Alnwick MC. It happened in the Singapore Straits, traffic separation scheme at 5:30 in the morning on August 21st of 2017. Now, the litigation around this collision was a limitation of liability proceeding. And as part of the limitation proceeding, the issue came up of what law should apply to the collision. So the questions we're going to discuss using McCain case as a really good example, as an aside, if I were teaching choice of law in law school, I would say that this case is probably a great example because every single issue that you study in a choice of law case has come up in this case, in a choice of law course has come up in this case. So the first question is what law applies? What do you have to do to give notice that you want to apply some foreign law? And then how does the court then decide whether foreign law and what foreign law applies? So just to give you some background quickly on the accident. In the Singapore Straits, it's in a location in the territorial waters is claimed by Singapore. Singapore is the principal manager of the traffic separation scheme where the collision occurred. And both Alnwick and McCain were both bound for Singapore transiting the traffic separation scheme. It said USS John S. McCain is a U.S. Navy guided missile destroyer. Its home port and base of operations was in Japan. The collision caused approximately $185 million in damage to McCain, a figure that was highly contested and contentious in the litigation. 10 Navy sailors were killed, and 44 Navy sailors alleged various physical and or psychological injuries as a result of the collision. Alnwick is a Liberian flag tank vessel. Its registered owner was Liberian, a Liberian corporation. The manager is a Greek corporation. Alnwick only suffered about $1 million worth of damage, and no Alnwick crew was injured in the collision. Now, you'll see later why Singapore's involvement in the case became an important issue in the litigation. McCain requested assistance from Singapore. Singapore responded. Injured sailors were taken to Singapore General Hospital, and the Singapore TSIB, which is sort of like the U.S. Coast Guard, but not exactly, the Transport Safety Investigative Bureau, maybe more like the U.S. NTSB, investigated the collision and claimed that it was Singapore territorial waters. And, of course, the United States participated in all these investigations. So what do you, the first step then, if you didn't want to